Thank you. And you're a manager, you're
the acting commercial manager.
Make. And how long have you been in your job?
New job, I'm 6 months in the new job.
6 months in the new job?
Yes.
Did you work here before? Is it?
I worked here before because I work in different programs. I work first in the 2209 in the community health advocates.
Okay.
That was doing door to door in the community, making sure we trace people who have default from treatment, get them back to the facility again.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes.
From 2009?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Mm. And from there, they changed the program to community mobilizers.
Okay.
And 2014, they changed to the community mobilizers, and the program was also doing with branches and with the community and tech activities and tech campaigns, and working with structures in the structures in the communities, like the local AIDS councils and the district AIDS councils. And again, in 2015, I was promoted to become the district organizer, fully supporting branches and working with the community advocates and making sure the relevance of tech in the community is well presented to the community. What is the vision of tech? What is the mission of tech? And to make sure communities understand tech, what is tech is doing, and work with partner organizations, and making sure we integrate our plans of activities that we are doing in the community. And
would it be in schools too? In different
community areas.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, we're working with all facilities again, making sure we got treatment literacy practitioners who do education, who simplified the science of HIV to community members, and speak about HPV to communities, and speak about TB, speak about HIV, making sure people understand these things.
Okay.
EMTC program of mother-to-child transmission, and making sure people understand, and making sure the new guidelines are the community understand the new guidelines, and things like that. Again, the organization is there because when the new guidelines have been announced by the government, because we know government does not have human resources to implement these things, we are there, we monitor them to see, is this working? Again, we implement some of them because we want to see them at the ground level. People understand these policies.
Okay.
Now, what we are doing in these policies, because they have been right with big names, we simplify them to community members, so to community members in their language, so they can understand what it means for them. And again, on this, because there was a new guideline for test and treat, again, we have looked at test and treat. It's a good idea that the government will bring up, so people should not suffer because of the complications when they are HIV positive.
Okay.
And again, about their CD4 count, about 500, 200 CD4 people can get the treatment. So it's immediately that you've been tested HIV positive, you get the treatment.
Okay.
So you can have a fully, you can look at look after your family.
Yeah, okay.
So you don't get sick. And again, we have looked at the complications of that, because will we not be running out of stocks?
Mm-hmm.
Is this budgeted? Does this have a package of human resources?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want nurses actually to be overabundant.
Yep.
About clients, and we've looked at again about the stockouts. Will that program not affect actual stockouts, so people cannot get the medication full?
Yeah.
Because people who are getting 3 months medication every after 3 months.
Every 3 months, okay.
Yeah. So people are stable on treatment.
Yeah.
People who are belonging to adherence clubs.
Okay.
Because those people are not going to see a doctor.
Okay.
So that is why we don't want those people. I said, now we don't have stock. And we have looked at the warehouses, and we have looked at the government plan by making sure there's enough medication for these test and treat new guidelines.
Okay.
Again, we operate also in 2 new clinics where they have rolled out the PrEP for younger women and for women who are prostitutes, who are selling sex.
Okay.
So to prevent them to contract HIV.
Okay.
So again, as a tech, we have young educators actually who making sure we talk to young people. We have seen a very high rate of vulnerability of young people getting HIV positive, a number between the ages of 12 to 24 people are getting because of the name that they are calling now, the nice name that they are calling, they said that they are blessers.
Okay.
They are the blessers, people who, when they approach these young people, they give them everything and...
like groom them?
Yeah, when it comes to sex, they don't use condom, and maybe these older people already have HIV.
Okay, yeah.
So that is why we have a youth program that is basically focusing on that. And again, we got sectors in TAC, sector that speaks to different groups of people.
People,
we got people who are living with HIV, sector, people who are living with HIV. We got a men's sector, because this men's sector is making sure the gender-based violence issues and domestic issues are being addressed by these men to the other men that are outside there who are raping their women, who are abusing the children, things like that. Then we have the women's sector who look after the HPV programs and things like that, and making sure HPV is being promoted.
Is that the vaccine?
Yeah,
yep.
The vaccine, yeah, things like that, yeah. And then we got the youth sector.
Youth sector.
And making sure youth actually becoming part and parcel of this. Because youth, what we have tried to establish with youth is because of condom distribution.
Okay.
How can young people use condoms? And how can schools take condoms, okay?
Okay.
And that is why we have those sectors that we have put in the organization.
Do people come in here for information, or do they get treatment in here? No?
This is an information center that makes sure people who does not understand their rights actually.
Okay,
we assist people with those rights. And when there's disputes between nurses and patients, we mediate the process.
Okay.
Because we don't want nobody not to get treatment.
No.
Because of we got a dispute with a nurse or a doctor. He's been chasing out the clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, this center, because of we have looked at what is the needs of the community.
Okay.
And because our scope it's about health and HIV.
Yep.
Now we have taken it because of these people are more disadvantaged.
Yep.
Because of their education literacy. Now tech, we are doing a social security help desk to make sure people can access grant.
Okay.
What is their right in accessing the grant? And making sure people, when they does not have ID documents, how can we assist them to mediate the process with social, with the home affairs? And we look at the housing, because sometimes counselors are selling the housing that people are supposed to get.
Okay.
Now we also intervene with the housing department, the human settlement department, making sure we help these people to get their houses back, because the houses are being sold to other people, and to find out that a person have got the number of the house, but have never received the house.
Okay.
And when you look at the system, the system, you find out this person have got the house maybe in 2006, but the person is not staying in the house, other persons stay in the house.
Okay.
So we are there. And again, we help people who have cases where negligent effect happen in health.
Okay.
So we get lawyers that we are working with, pro bonus.
Okay.
So to make them so they get assistance as well to
okay.
make sure within 3 years' time these cases are being put in place
yeah.
so they can get claims. So, then we, Department of Justice, we are also involved with that because of we look at rape cases that have been thrown out of court. How can we assist these people? And making sure statements are being taken correctly by the police
yeah.
and monitor that situation. We have
okay.
meetings with the senior prosecutor and the victim to making sure we are in the same level of understanding and make sure they assist this person when the victim will be appearing.
Okay.
Because sometimes it takes close to 4 years. Some of the things that you have written in the docket, you can forget about it.
Yes.
So we want them to do that.
Is there high cases of rape?
Very high.
Very high, really?
Because you've got the report cases, you've got 4 report cases.
Right?
Of rape. But we have more than that.
Yes, that's just what's reported.
Because people are not reporting because of the attitude that we have about police. Police will ask you silly questions. Where was you, what was you wearing, things like that.
Yeah, there's no need, yeah.
That is why in 2005, Tech, the first rape survivor center that we have built was in Simalela. Now they have converted that to the Seller Center. That
right, okay.
The NPA have taken it over from Simalela and take that to, yeah. So it was one of the initials of Tech and making sure our government has, we have a center like that in Kailicha to make sure it's a 24 hours service.
Wow.
Yeah.
And as an organization, how many people roughly work
for Tech?
Yeah.
We've got plus minus 20 people that are working for Tech in this province. We are working in 7 different provinces of Tech.
Wow, 7 different provinces?
7 provinces. The whole staff of Tech is 120.
120.
For these 7 provinces.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
You do amazing work though.
Mm.
So you do?
We distribute to 1 million condoms every month.
Every month?
Every month, making sure it get every household a box of condoms, 200 condoms to every house. And we do the assessments, are people using these condoms? And we are working closely with the sub-district of Kailicha of Health, Dr. Acevedo, where he gives us presentations about the decrease of the STIs.
Okay.
Have come because of our distributing conference.
Brilliant.
Yeah, of 3%.
That's amazing.
Then again, we are sitting in the Provincial Health Council, where the MEC of Health is the chairperson of the province, so as a 10, because we represent civil society organization in that council.
Wow,
yeah.
Brilliant.
And we are sitting in the Provincial AIDS Council also, in the province, representing for the civil societies as a 10.
When was it established? When was TAC established?
TAC was established in 1998, 10 of December.
1998. By Zahi Ahmed, yeah? Was he
Zahi Ahmed and Mark Woodhood, Gina Boss, Marda,
a few people, yeah.
It was 15 people.
15 people, brilliant.
Yeah. This organization has become the model of the SAC. SAC 2008,
yes.
When xenophobia starts, we established the SAC out of tech offices.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in 2008. Do you say xenophobia?
In xenophobia, I tested foreigners. It's one thing that we have taken because we are a human rights organization that said no one will get harmed in front of the tech.
Okay.
That was one principle that tech have and said we will protect these people. If the time, June 16, ACC was established. 2008. And again, the equal education also come from tech.
Yeah.
All the babies of the tech.
All the babies, even in the Funu Kwasi too, yeah?
The Funu Kwasi, yeah. All the babies from Mutsi. So tech is the mother of those organizations.
Yeah.
He's the
founder.
The founder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. You do amazing work.
Mm.
I'm glad I got to come in and see you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you too.
No. Can we take some photographs maybe?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Mm, okay.
And now I must go to, where am I going now? Sea Point.
Okay.
I'm a busy woman, aren't I?
I see you are a busy woman.
All women are busy, huh?
All women are busy. We are also very busy.
I know.
Mm.
I know, and I appreciate you having time for me.
Mm.
And I'm sorry for being late.
No, no problem.
Can we blame Helen Zealy?
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is that okay?